So let's bring in the topic of cinnamon rolls. This is your idea, is that true?
That was my idea.
Okay, and you learned to make them in school?
I tried to make bread in school. I'd go by the recipes and I'd get thermometers and check the temperature of water. I couldn't make a loaf of bread to save my soul.
Well, I've never been good at the bread.
And I decided people that write bread recipes are not telling you all the truth. So when we got here, I always remembered the school cinnamon rolls, and I said, I want to make cinnamon rolls. I want to make breads and things like that. So I just bought several pounds of yeast, and I said, I'm just going to start making it. And so I put together what I thought would work. They came out pretty good, and I tweaked it a little bit the next couple of days, and that's basically the cinnamon roll recipe.
He wouldn't let us sell them at first. We had to eat them, but until he got them where he was happy with them, he wouldn't let us sell them.
That became a mainstay.
Yes.
Here is well known for cinnamon rolls today.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
In fact, it's became part of your logo.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Cinnamon rolls.
I'd never expected it. It just happened.
That's completely all it is. I tried and tried to make cinnamon rolls years ago, and friends would give me their recipe. I never could make them. They'd be flat. So I gave up. I quit trying, but he made them.
But then the tweaking you did, it became your own recipe then,
yes.
At that
mm-hmm.
point. And so is that a secret recipe that nobody shall know?
That's the secret.
Locked away in a safe back here.
That's right.
But then you went on, you talked about breads, you did cinnamon rolls, then you did the caramel pecan rolls,
mm-hmm.
and that was another idea of yours.
Right. I thought, okay, you have these sticky buns that are known back east, and I thought, you know, I'm going to make some pecan rolls, but I want to put a lot of pecans on them and sort of a caramel sauce with it. So I mixed it up. And
he started all the pies, too, because
mm-hmm.
we had
baking.
Always bought our pies.
That wasn't something natural.
That wasn't something natural. Once I became familiar with what made yeast work and sort of started understanding the process, then it became fun.
What is it about it?
There's a process. There are certain steps that you take to achieve a good end. You know, you start with yeast, and you just have to understand what yeast is and what it does. You can't get it too hot, or you'll kill it. It's just a process that you learn. When I'm training people, I tell them, you know, if you'll pay attention, this dough will tell you what it needs.
Okay.
You have to touch it and feel it to see the elasticity, to see what it needs. When people can tell me what it needs, then I know I have a baker. And there's not too many people that anymore will come to that level. But they're out there.
You're doing it here, not by yourself. You've trained people now.
I've trained them to
do that.
And you can do it mechanically. I mean, we've got recipes. We have procedures that we do, that we use. You can pretty well give those recipes and procedures to a person, and they can duplicate it.
And biscuits, too, then. Did you bring that up?
We started that.
The first day. From the first day.
And we keep adding things from time to time.
The prices have changed by this time, haven't they?
A little. Now, Bill knows more about that than I do.
Dramatically.
And so, remind me again, downtown, the prices were...
Ham and eggs, bacon and eggs were 75 cents.
Okay, and then when you opened your doors in 75, they would have been what?
$3.45, $3.95, something like that.